recreate it back here at home now that you're back?
A paella, because it seems to be very easy to make. Like, you just take rice, season it, put some shrimps, and like that's it.
And that's it, pretty much. Have you visited any restaurants here in the Lower Mainland that specialize in Spanish cuisine?
I have not, no.
Oh, okay, so when you went to Spain, it was kind of like your first introduction to...
I think because here it's like more Latin American, which is slightly different.
Yeah.
Spain did have like various Mexican restaurants, but we didn't really go there.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to be honest, but we didn't.
You didn't go. Okay. And then is there a dish that you might eat over and over again? Is it paella? But is there anything else that you might eat over and over again?
I think the grilled octopus.
Hey.
I just love octopus so much.
Okay, so you know, I've never tried octopus.
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's I love anything grilled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would totally be down for that.
Mm-hmm.
When you were out there, was your experience of food mainly restaurants, or did you have any like street food experiences?
We did go to restaurants, but we also did go to this like one restaurant that was like more authentic, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was in Granada when we were like there. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like street food, but it was like local. And I guess that was like the closest localist I could get
get. And what was the is it a very foodie type of a space? I know like you were a tourist, and sometimes when we travel places you're kind of more in tourist areas, but
mm-hmm.
did you get that it was like a foodie kind of a country?
Yeah, because there was like a lot of restaurants.
Hey, I love that.
But that's again due to the tourism.
That's fair. I know. I'm some places like obviously Beats and Eats, we talk about food here on this show, but I'm always curious when people travel, like they'll indicate whether or not like the food was top tier or if the food was trash. Like, what is your recommendation of the food in Spain?
Honestly, like everything, to be honest. I didn't hate anything.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, there was also this other like a snack with ham. I think I might have like a picture on my Instagram highlights because I posted a lot. I was being too annoying, honestly.
I'd love for you to share some of the photos so that I can post on Instagram, Beats and Eats BC.
This one.
They're look at that. Yes.
They're like in these paper bags and you could just like pull out the ham and eat it.
Love.
Yeah.
That's like so interesting.
And also this, actually. This is like a type of snack.
Guys, it looks fried and delightful.
It is fried. It was pretty good, not gonna lie. Another thing we should have seen was bullfighting.
Oh, you hadn't seen that.
My mom doesn't like it.
I feel her.
It's like the ethical issues of it.
I get it. I'm down with mom. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, and also this like breakfast type of dish.
Ooh, lovely. Oh, okay. One last question before I let you go then. In
mm-hmm.
terms of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because
mm-hmm.
I know when I go to Jamaica, for example, the breakfast is extremely heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so like lunch is not always like a big, lunch tends to be more like a snack, like a Jamaican patty, which, you know, similar to empanada.
Yeah.
What is like breakfast, lunch, and dinner really like as important?
I guess. Sure, you could say that.
Yeah.
Like any type of food, honestly. I also tried these type of fruits. I think this is dragon fruit.
Oh, that's what you wanted to talk about. Okay,
yes.
The fruits. Yes. So tell us a little bit about that fruit.
Okay, so this fruit, I forgot what this one is actually called. This is, I believe, dragon fruit.
And it's, guys, I'm going to make sure that I post a photo of it. The dragon fruit is so kind of beautiful. Like the color is... Like, I don't know, like it looks
paella.
Like it could be paint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it is so strong. I saw the paella. Guys, the paella is everything.
Yeah. They have a lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. I hope that you do get the opportunity to make your own paella and
I would love to.
Take all the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Before I let you go, before we get into our next set, is there anything else you want to share in terms of food that you had in Spain that maybe you didn't share?
I think I shared everything, but yeah, I forgot to share about the ham. How could I forget about that ham snack? My mom fell in love with it.
It looks pretty delicious. I personally love ham, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm so down for it. Mm-hmm. So Sanya, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And please come back again. I love mm-hmm. when you stop by to chat about food. It is everything. Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that. And if you are in the Lower Mainland and want to check out a restaurant specializing in Spanish cuisine, I highly encourage that you go check out Bodega on Main for authentic Spanish tapa dishes. I used to live in the neighborhood, and let me tell you, every single time that I went there, everything was everything. It was so, so good. But now we're going to get into another set. Basically, we are going to listen to a couple of tracks that are from an artist based out of Montreal and another artist based out of the Republic of Congo. All right, let's get into some music.
Make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados, checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome, welcome back to Beats and Eats. I hope you are doing well and it's still enjoying that sunshine. Hope you enjoyed my chat with Senya. I am already hungry and I feel like I want some paella. But what I am going to do, because I can have some paella right now, is I am going to go through some of the tracks that we heard in the reggae set as well as the set that we just heard from artists from Montreal and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So in the reggae set, we heard Creation Rebel with Crown Hill Road, followed by The Slackers with Dub and Reckless, and then Dubmatics gave us two tracks to end out that first set. We heard Two Tons of Ska, and then the last track from that reggae set was Twist and Ska, also by Dubmatics. And then in the track, the set that we just heard, first up we had Doubleheader with Afo, and then the set ended up out with Roots of OK Jazz with Anduku Lutshuma. Okay, so now I cannot believe it. We are coming to our very final set of the show. It is going to be more of an electronic vibe. So we're going to, you know, change the vibe a little bit. Hopefully, if you are out and about, it will get you moving, shaking, and grooving. So let's start off with a track by I Ronzo, and the song is called Cloud Guy Day 3.
Well, that last dream's been Last year's dead. I mean, it's naturally
Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats. I had a great time. I am so looking forward to making some jerk chicken wings in the next little, in the next few hours. I'm going to get things started. I want to also remind you, I am on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC. So feel free to check us out there. You can always send a text to 778-782-2573 for shout outs. And next up is open mic. But before I go, I am going to take us out with Eat the Beat by Virgin Prudes. See you next week. We'll be right back.
good afternoon.